The process of cleaning up the Red Devil Mine will take the BLM years, but the agency is planning to move dirt this summer to prevent more tailings and their toxic metals from entering the Kuskokwim River. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
It will take many years and many more studies to complete the cleanup at the Red Devil site. The law does have a mechanism that allows for work to move ahead before that comprehensive fix happens. That's called early action. Mike McCrum is the Red Devil project manager. He says they've learned enough from earlier studies to know that the large tailings piles have high concentrations of mercury, arsenic, and antimony.
Basically, this material is moving off the mine site and into the river. That's the kind of thing that we feel it warrants some initial action, and we really don't think that we should wait. You know, spreading that material to other places is not something that we want to have happen.
The BLM is working with a contractor on an expedited schedule to make plans for the 2014 work season. They're building an analysis that includes past investigations and a look at four options with varying levels of intrusion. The first is no action. The second involves some minimal excavation at the Red Devil Creek to straighten it and flatten the gradient. They would then lay down what's called concrete cloth.
And the idea would be to line the creek in the place where the tailings are most prevalent, and then, you know, you secure that line material to the ground and you overlap it so that, you know, there's no spaces between it. And that prevents the water flowing through Red Devil Creek from coming into contact with those tailings. And that in turn would prevent, you know, the creek flow from moving those tailings down into the Kuskokwim River.
The third alternative would actually divert a portion of the creek to direct the flow upstream of the mine to prevent that water from touching the tailings. The fourth and most aggressive option includes a significant realignment of the creek plus extensive grading.
And then we would put a thing we're calling a sediment trap downstream of that that would act as a mechanism for trapping any tailings or any sand size or gravel size particles that would travel downstream from that realigned creek section. And in that way, we would prevent, again, the tailings from migrating into the river.
The BLM will travel to communities in the spring and use residents' input to make the final decision. They will not have the documents online before summer. The Red Devil Mercury Mine operated from 1933 to 1971. By the 80s, it was considered abandoned, and the government began the long process of cleaning up. Studies have found the buildup of metals in fish nearby. The state issued a warning to residents not to collect subsistence foods nearby, and they warned that pregnant women and young children should avoid large-sized pike and lush. Those are predators that can accumulate mercury over many years. BLM is also working on the comprehensive cleanup plan at the same time. I'm Ben Matheson.